Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Wanted to feature today a little more of the recent UK Ag Economic Outlook news conference, and we'll jump right in with ag economist Will Snell on net farm income.
Last year, we had $1.5 billion of net farm income. We typically range somewhere between $1 billion and $1.5 billion. This year, we've got high cash receipts, but at the same time, those feed costs, I think, are going to offset some of those high cash receipts. Certainly, crop insurance will kind of offset some of those higher feed costs. But as a result, we're looking at probably net farm income being down a little bit in 2012. But again, you can see that it's remaining relatively close to what we had last year.
So 2012 net farm income predicted somewhere between $1 and $1.5 billion. As far as potential for growth in cash receipts next year, Snell pointed to an interesting point on Kentucky's dependence on exports.
We kind of rank in the middle of the pack in terms of ag exports, but if you look at export dependency, how much of our cash receipts are attributed to exports? About half of our total agricultural production in this state is exported. And as a result, we are the fifth most trade-dependent state in the United States when it comes to ag. And obviously what goes on with trade agreements, exchange rates, those factors certainly drive a lot of the growth in Kentucky ag.
We'll be right back.
There's only one Kentucky Derby. Only one Mammoth Cave. Only one birthplace of bluegrass music. And only one Kentucky. A place of unmatched experiences and unbridled spirit. A place that's just as unique as it is unforgettable. A place where everything has its own distinctive flavor. Visit KentuckyTourism.com and start planning your next one-of-a-kind Kentucky vacation today.
Kentucky's record $5.3 billion prediction for 2012 cash receipts had much to do with crop insurance payments and drought-impacted high prices for commodities, especially corn. And those high price impacts, says UK ag economist Will Snell, will carry forward.
We know that high crop prices are going to encourage not only people in this room to consider more crop acres everywhere else in the United States, but worldwide. So I think the message there is we are anticipating that crop prices are going to be affected by supply increases worldwide that's going and push down some of our crop prices. Bad news for crop producers, but at the same time, certainly going to be good news on the livestock side, as well as our low cattle numbers. Overall, we're looking at a very favorable outlook for our beef cattle sector in 2013.
Nevertheless, on next year's Kentucky cash receipts, with strong global demand, Snell says it could grow again to between $5.4 and $5.6 billion. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.